This episode of the show is brought to you by Campaign. Modern furniture thoughtfully designed and with easy assembly. Check out campaignliving.com to learn more and save $75 off any sofa, love seat, or chair when you use the code TMS at checkout. That's campaignliving.com and the code TMS to save $75 off your order. Coming up on TMS, these old maids, they ain't what they used to be.
I ate one too.
Or supposed to be. I read that wrong. Burger King is sorry about that.
Naked and throwing chairs.
Rats ate your money.
That hot dog gun probably hurts.
Yeah, it does. Call now and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
I run a small independent grocery store. Who's drinking Crystal Pepsi?
Crystal Pepsi really appeals to everyone at all ages, especially the health conscious consumer. The consumer that's looking for an alternative beverage. Crystal Pepsi meets those consumers' needs because it has no caffeine. It also has low sodium and less calories than Pepsi. By carrying Crystal Pepsi in your store, you'll capture that customer, which will increase your sales and your profits.
Why couldn't you just say it's been a long time since I've seen Men in Tights?
The Morning Stream. 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 The Morning Stream.
I don't care. This is The Morning Stream.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to The Morning Stream, TMS for Tuesday. Sorry, Thursday, January 22nd. Well, first, sorry, 2018. Nailed it.
Prepare for the full load today, folks. The full load.
I had a hard, weird, long night. Have you ever... Okay, Brian, here's one for you. That's Brian Ibbett, by the way, everybody. Yeah. Welcome, Brian Ibbett, to the show. I'm Scott Johnson. you ever wake up and you can't get a song out of your head and there's no reason it should be in your head?
Yes. Oh, frequently.
Now, in your case, I'm guessing it's because you expose yourself to music, all kinds of music, new music, old music, covers of music, constantly.
Constantly exposing myself. Yes, that's correct.
Brian's always exposing himself in public. So here's what I don't understand. I wake up at, 5:30, 6 o'clock this morning, and in my head is blazing that song, Viva Las Vegas by Elvis Presley.
Sure.
And it's just
gonna set my soul on fire.
So all movie, all morning, I've been singing that now, and it's in my head, and I can't get rid of it. And I don't have any reason to think that I was dreaming. Maybe I was, but I don't remember if I was dreaming about something about it or why it's in there. I haven't heard it in months. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that is.
You haven't heard it in months, but I mean, you know, the name of our event 2 months ago evoked Viva Las Vegas, Viva TMS Vegas.
Yeah. You think that did it?
I think that. We talked a little bit about Viva TMS Vegas, you know, talking about how hoping to make it an annual thing.
Mm-hmm. I just don't know why it suddenly decided to be... I mean, it's on repeat. It will not stop playing in my head. It just keeps going.
I don't know.
I don't get it. Anyway.
Maybe we just need to do maybe it needs to be every 6 months instead of every year. We need to do another Viva TMS Vegas like in... October.
Today would not be the day to go. It's 114 degrees, and if you're on the strip,
Oh, 114. Yeah. Oh my god!
And on the strip, it probably feels like 120 or something.
Oh, something exactly. Just
I don't like that. It's people are not meant to live in such conditions, but there they are, and there they go. Which is good. My wife was supposed to actually go to Vegas this weekend, and is not now. Got bumped. She's going with her sister and some friends or something. And they're not going now, not because of this, but because other stuff came up, so they had to push it off a little bit. But, I told her, freaking get ready, hunker down. It's about to get real warm where you're going.
Even if it gets bumped at a week or 2 weeks, it's not like it's going to be magically cooler than 90.
No.
You know, it's still going to be...
Still be hot.
Yeah.
Still be hot. It may not be unbearably.
Until it starts tapering down.
But when you get out there and you get on the street, you hear this. No matter how hot it is, you hear this.
Yeah, right.
Look at my cards. I got a naked lady on here. Look at this.
The guys with the t-shirts with the classic misspelling of orgasm that's spelled orgasm.
Orgasm. Clinic. Yep, orgasm. Don't forget, check your orgasm at the door.
That's right.
Anyway, so I had a funny thing happen.
Tell me.
That I forgot to mention yesterday. It was actually, 2 days ago it happened, so I don't know how I forgot this yesterday. It seems...
Well, it was in all the excitement of Red Robin.
Oh, I guess so. That was a thing. So I haven't told you about the maids that showed up at the house, right?
No, you guys have maids?
Yeah. Well, no, we don't. This is the fun part.
Oh. Okay.
We don't have maids because A, I would never pay for such a thing, and B, right. We just don't ever, that's never been a thing for us, hence my confusion. So, working away on, I guess it would have been, say it's Thursday, so it would have been Tuesday, and bing bong, I thought it was a package. Because usually when the packages
sound more
come,
like Trump.
Oh my Lord, Trump is here to clean my house. No, it was like a doorbell, and then usually that goes away, and that just means there's a box. So I'm just kind of slowly making my way to get the box. Right. And then I hear, bang, 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 bing, bong, bing, bong. Like they're really pounding on it. It's like really ringing it and going for it. So we go to the, I go to the door, I open it up, and there are two lovely, very short women who don't know English at all. Okay. They are... standing there with like rubber gloves on up to their elbows, a big schmocky looking schmock thing they're wearing.
Hot. Okay.
Yeah. It was super hot. I know. Their hair's all done up in buns and stuff. And then they got buckets and tools and things just like kind of all around them in a circle. And as soon as I open the door, one of them goes, okay, okay. And then just reaches down, grabs all the stuff and starts coming in, starts barging in. And I went, whoa, sorry, what are we doing here? What's going on? And Kim was gone. She was at her other sister's helping her fix some furniture or something weird. And so she's not there. And they go, house clean, like that. That's the only words they seem to know. And I said, hold on. And I just put my hand up, says, just wait, I don't think this is right. And while I said, let me call my wife. While I'm dialing Kim, the lady shows me the address on her little app that they use. It's some kind of maid service.
Okay.
And it says our address and shows a picture of our house. So I went, oh, well, that looks right. But I don't think my wife would have done this, A, at all, but B, without telling me. But I'm telling them this. And they're just looking at me like I'm speaking alien. They don't know what I'm saying.
Oh, forget swatting. Apparently the new craze is mating.
Yeah, mating. Exactly. M-A-I-D-I-N-G. Look it up, folks. It's
mating,
a thing.
Yes. I'm saying that very carefully.
So I called Kim and she didn't answer. And then I called her sister, and she didn't answer. Oh, great time not to pick up your damn phones, everybody. Because
right. Exactly.
I'm kind of standing there, and they look like they're ready to go. Like,
yeah, I mean, this time is money. I mean, they've got houses to clean. They've got places to be.
Yeah, and they've got the tools to
do
it.
You're not their only stop.
Right, and they seemed very, at least one of them, seemed very annoyed with me. Like, I am holding this up. I'm the problem. Like, all that.
I'd say at least one of them was very annoyed with you.
The other one smiled at me, but the other one looked really grumpy. She finally gets on the phone. She goes, hold on. I check, she says. Mm-hmm. She gets on the phone, calls somebody in complete and utter total Spanish. I don't understand any of it. She's saying to somebody something on the phone. She hangs up the phone, puts it in her pocket. She goes, wrong house, and just picks up her shit and leaves.
Even though it said it on the app, I mean, it looked like it was the right house.
And it was
the photo
really. And everything. She got the main office or whatever, somebody gave them the wrong thing. Now, I have considered the idea that somebody was playing a prank on me.
Sure.
It's entirely possible, but it sounds like it was a pre-scheduled thing and they just had the wrong address. Wow. So I don't know what happened there, but it was, let me put it this way. For the next like hour and a half after that, I was annoyed. It just drove me crazy.
just like grumpy.
Yeah. Like, I was just like the rest of the time.
Freaking maids showing up. What's the deal with that?
Yeah, you make me freak out and I can't get a hold. And I was mad at my wife and my sister-in-law because their phones are for a... You have them for a reason. Pick them up. You've got my number on there.
Tina leaves hers on Do Not Disturb more often than I'd prefer.
Well, part of it for Kim is she'll put it in her purse and it won't even be on Do Not Disturb. She even has the watch. But she'll be in some place where it's like... You know, loud and a lot of stuff going on, and so she just doesn't notice. It's like, well, what are we doing then? We literally have a piece of hardware strapped to your arm that's like electrifying you every time. So anyway, it was just annoying. But so the bottom line is, whoever got their maid service done, I'm glad that all worked out for you. I'm really glad it wasn't us, and I'm really glad I just let him in. That could have been really weird if I just let him in, thinking, well, I guess Kim ordered it. Come on in.
Yeah.
I would have had, I don't know what that would have turned out.
You would have had them clean your house and somebody else would have picked up the tab for it because somebody else ordered it.
Yeah. No, that's exactly what would have happened. A good point.
And Chip would have come home and tipped them and then got Nick a job with them.
Yeah. And that's all the plans. It's all done. Actually, he's up. I took him and his sister to the train this morning early because he's going to go interview for something out that direction. So he's seems like he's, you know, seems like he's out there kicking it, that's trying cool. to make it happen. Yeah, I mean, you'd hope so. There are mornings I wonder, you know, he'll roll out of bed at 11. I'm like, Nick, what are you doing? I thought you said you were going to get up at 9 every day.
I was playing Fortnite late with Dylan.
Exactly. Yes, that's Tristan's game too, or Tristan's deal. You know, he's out late, and then, boy, he comes home at like 3:30, or I guess he got home earlier than 3:30 last night, but started playing music at about 3:30 a.m., and loud enough to wake me up, and I could not get back to sleep for the life of me.
Oh, man.
So, like, watched a couple Clone Wars, and then shut off the lights and tried to sleep. Couldn't sleep. Woke up again. Watched another episode of Clone Wars. Oh, it's already 5:30. Yeah, let's see if I can get some sleep. Slept until 6:30. Got up. Got out of bed.
Oh, it sucks. Today. I hate that.
Yeah.
So how are you? I mean, are you worried that all this, these interruptions and sleep patterns are going to mess you up on Saturday?
I hope not. I mean, you know, as long as I get a decent night's sleep tomorrow night, I'm good.
Yeah.
And
we're all pretty pumped for Brian's bicycle trip through hell and back.
It's you guys are all so much more excited about it than me. No, I'm kidding. I'm excited about it. I'm excited to get it done. I'm just excited to see what it's like, because it's that whole fear of the unknown thing, right?
Yeah.
It's like, how am I going to be plagued by all these other riders around me? I mean, there's 2,500 people doing this race doing this event. I can't really call it a race.
A lot of people.
It is a lot of people. They stagger it, so they only put 100 people through the starting line at one time. So that helps a little bit. But I know there's going to be times that I'm going to have riders right next to me. I don't like that. I don't want to be responsible for falling over and taking somebody else out.
Yeah, I know that. I understand that. I totally do.
And especially if I'm going uphill.
Yeah.
I'm a little wobbly going uphill. Like, I'm like pedaling and my arms are kind of doing that pedaling thing. So I'm kind of going up the hill.
I do that too. A lot of people, I bet they all do it. That's the problem, is everyone's going to do that, and now you're all going to get tangled up.
Oh, yeah.
Fall into the ravine. Exactly. You're gonna disconnect from society, create your own camp, your own little village. You're going to have to put paint on your face and decide who's killing Piggy. It's going to be great.
Exactly. Yeah. So seven hours, you know, I'm expecting I'm going to be riding for 7 hours on Saturday and 7 hours on Sunday. Mm. And that's not, you know, I'll probably have Strava going on my phone,
sure,
which is my bike app that, you know, says how fast I'm going and how many miles I've gone and stuff like that. I really like that.
Where do you put your phone in this
I have a phone holder that's on the neck of the bike. So, you know, you've got the fork that comes up from the front wheel, goes straight up, and then at the top of that there's usually like a flat Allen wrench bolt right there on the top, smooth.
Oh, right. Flat, and convincing, right? Yeah.
Smooth and convincing. Mm-hmm. I've got a phone holder that sits on there. So it's nice and sturdy, and it's out of the way, and it's in a place where, you know, I can have my speedometer on there. I'm going to have Pokemon Go on there. I won't. That's the thing. I'm not going to have Pokemon Go going on Saturday, because it's just going to be like a big old battery drain. Like, three or four hours into it, there goes Brian's battery. And I'm going to have a battery pack with me, but I don't want to have to like worry about charging it.
Can you, but I mean, even if you have it on there, you know, it's not like you're catching Pokemon, are you? Or are you? Can you catch them?
I am.
Oh, you
are.
Yeah,
I can catch them. Yeah. I have a device.
Oh, a perfectly legal device. Got it. All right.
Perfectly legal third party Pokemon Go catching device called the Pokemon Gacha.
I love that this
totally is 100% approved by the Niantic Corporation.
I love that this is a, how do I put this? I love that this is a priority for you, that you've got that on there, and that you're like, well, I'm doing this thing. It's hard. It's 7 hours a day. I'm prepping. I'm working out to get ready for it. I got all these plans and all this stuff. Don't forget, capture a bunch of Pokemon while you're out there. I'd love that.
Oh, I'm not going to be, definitely not Saturday. Not going to be catch. Like, I'm not going to have that app going, because I don't want it draining like crazy.
Right.
But I am thinking about doing the old, I've got a Yi camera, this little job right here.
How do they say that? Is it Yi or Yai? I don't even know.
I don't know.
Who knows? It's a dumb name.
Yai!
That's going to record your whole ride, right?
It is. And I'm trying to decide if, because it's got a pretty good sized memory card in there. I'm trying to decide, do I I'm not going to have a video the whole ride. Although, you know, it's probably good in case of an accident, I can prove whose fault it was. Like a Russian dash cam. But I'm thinking about doing like a time lapse, have it, you know, take a picture every 30 seconds. So then the, you know, then the 7 hour ride is like something you can condense and listen, watch it while you listen to Underworld's Born Slippy.
Yeah. Or something from, I forgot his name. Philip Glass. He always has.
Yeah, there you go. That would probably go really well with it.
But here's what you do. Your phone's going to be facing you anyway. You just use the time-lapse feature on your phone and just film your face the whole time. So instead of the road and like all the other bikers, it's just Brian going.
Yeah, exactly. It'll be like Faces of Death 2018 is what it is.
I love that.
Like, so many horrible faces.
I love that.
So
yeah.
So I'm thinking about hooking this up. I got to make sure it's in there tight because I had it screwed on there for a ride I took a month ago during this whole training time.
Yep.
And it popped out on a street. Ooh. And I actually, like, going through an intersection, it fell out as I was getting through the end of the intersection. So as I was getting to the street that I was turning onto, it popped out.
And did
I
had catch to, like, it or what?
Pull over to the side, grab it. Yeah. So you see it going, you see it rattling, and then you just see like blur of the sky and my bike and hear me going, oh shit.
Oh, that's good. That's good material. That's good B-roll.
You run, pick it up, and then it's me looking at it and then putting it in my back pocket.
That's fantastic. I love it.
Some good video footage right there, I'll tell you.
Well, whatever you end up doing, I am excited for you. It's all going to turn out fine.
Yeah, it's going to be fine. I just want it to hurry up and get here so I can do it. I hate the waiting. I'm doing one more. I'm not going to do it right tomorrow, but I'm going to do one today. Completely unexplored territory for me. Going west when I get to the Clear Creek Trail and seeing how far I can go.
I want you to find a dead body. I think that'd be one of these trips out in the middle of nowhere, you'd be like, oh, what's this? Oh, my Lord, it's some kind of deal. And you got to call the cops, and then now you're a person of interest. Oh,
great. Yes.
You know what I've been watching too much of? Crime documentaries.
Documentaries on Netflix.
I have been. I admit it.
These kids did not realize when they went out on this fishing expedition that it would be the last fishing expedition they'd ever go on.
That's how you do that line. You say the thing they're doing, and then say it'll be the last thing that you said they're doing. That's very good.
Hey, you know what I did yesterday?
What'd you do?
I went to Freddy's with the sole intention of getting a chocolate shake. I'm calling this the Shake Stravaganza.
Okay. Is that our name for this?
That's our name for our tasting of all the shakes.
Okay.
And
You can't say Ganza without Shake Stravaganza. So there you go.
Shake Stravaganza.
Yeah.
Can't say what without?
I don't know. I was trying to make a thing and it didn't work. Sometimes it doesn't work.
You can't spell. I see what you're saying.
Also, George Costanza's name came to my head and that messed me up. So who knows?
I just realized that Strava is in the middle of Shake Stravaganza.
No way. It's a sign.
It's a sign. And I need to have more shakes before my ride.
That's right. That's right. I wonder, hey, you got to report back on this. Just a real quick thought. While you're riding, you'll have your watch on, right?
I will, yes. I've even got Tina for Father's Day got me a thing that puts my watch like up here on my bicep.
Oh.
That's cool. Because last thing you want to do while you're riding is like have to pull one hand off the handlebars and then put another hand off the handlebars to tap something on your watch. So, you know, I could keep my right arm on the handlebars and see my watch tap it, you know, like get my heartbeat or something.
I thought you were going to say you had to poke it with your nose or something, like touch it with your face.
Good. Yes, that's a good idea.
But anyway, the reason I'm saying that, you know, it always reminds you to stand up, right? It's always saying stand up. I'm curious if you sit for 7 hours, if it'll ever ask you to stand up.
It definitely won't because my heart rate will be up.
Yeah.
I guarantee you. But I'll report back.
I'm curious.
Take a break and stand for a while. Because it's not like I'm in a true sitting position. I'm basically in a standing position.
And moving constantly.
One knee coming up to my chest every
Right. Is it the kind of bike where if you had to really go pumping, you could stand and pump? Like, you know what I mean? Like how people get off the seat and do that? Okay. So that's the thing.
You should be able to. All right. I've got it set where the seat, I've got it fit for my body, Scott. So my body. So the seat is up high enough to where when my feet are on the when my foot on the pedal is fully extended, mm-hmm. I'm really close to a standing position. So if I were to do that stand and pump, as you describe it,
stand and pump,
that's a new section of videos on Pornhub, everybody. The stand and pump.
It's a good category.
I'm pretty close to a full standing position anyway, so my butt would still be really close to the seat.
Yeah, well, it's good.
My body.
All right. Anyway, the shake. Speaking of things that ruin our bodies, tell me about the shake. How did it go?
Yes. All right. I have the chocolate because it's kind of our baseline.
Yeah,
right?
It's our default. Saying, sure.
Yeah. I liked it. I think it's up there in my top 4 or 5 for sure. Yeah. Tina liked it as well.
Yeah.
Creamy. Very custardy creamy, which is really good.
Yeah.
I would say you like this place. We even went there together. The Serendipity place that's no longer on the Las Vegas Strip. Used to be Hell's Kitchen now. Hell's Kitchen place has replaced it, which is in that space.
Someone tried to tell me that the Hell's Kitchen thing is temporary and that they only do it for a season of recording things.
No, it's definitely not. That's what I thought. Permanent.
That's what I thought. I'm like, no, this is a restaurant.
As permanent as anything is in Las Vegas.
Yeah, that's
true. And from all accounts, it's doing really well too. People want they go there hoping that they're going to hear Ramsay in the back going, "Shut up, you donkey."
He's not going to.
What kind of sandwich are you? I'm an idiot sandwich. Darn right.
I think he probably avoids Vegas, so don't get your hopes up, everybody. He may show up once in a while, but I don't think it's going to happen that much. Well, anyway, is there a Serendipity near you? Is that what you're telling me?
No. But their chocolate shake very much reminds me of the frozen hot chocolate that they had at Serendipity. It is 100% a frozen hot chocolate flavor, as opposed to like the more subtle milk chocolate flavor of like a
I know what you're saying. Yeah, it's more not like a coffee, but Chick-fil-A it's not like a coffee flavor, but I know what you mean. It's like a
dark chocolate chocolate flavor.
A little bitter's not even the right word either. I know what you mean though. I know what you mean, the difference between those two. I said I must like that sharper kind of
thing. I think you might. And for me, it's on the edge of being a little too sweet now. I still think Chick-fil-A's might be better. See what
it's hard
after this ride. I think it's just time for a blind taste test and do like 5 shakes from different places, pour them into small cups, taste each one, and then you know do the blind taste test thing.
But I think that's not a bad idea, because I'm getting to the point where I'm having a hard time distinguishing. Like this weekend we're gonna try Culver's. And there's another place that's local to us that we want to try that does nothing but shakes that everyone swears by. So I've got these other ideas, but I'm starting to get to that place where if I have so many shakes, I'm going to forget what I thought was great, because they're all kind of blending together now in a weird way.
So. Now, I know it doesn't fit within our baseline, our guidelines, but if you don't go get a peach shake from Chick-fil-A.
Oh, I did do that. I forgot to mention that. I did that the other day. Yeah, it's great. Loved it.
Oh my God, it might be my favorite.
It's really good.
It might be my favorite shake ever. It might be.
It might be also for me, but I have to compare them.
It's got to be chocolate to chocolate.
I don't know. Or somebody else make a peach shake and then I'll compare, you know, then I can say, you know what I mean? Like I don't, the categories are getting to that point where it's like, all right, who makes the best chocolate shake, not shake in general, because flavor is going to be relative and you're going to like things I'm not going to or whatever. We are in agreement that peach shake is to die for. It's fantastic.
It is da bomb.
Yeah. It's really good.
You know, I could do Culver's today too, actually, because
it's slightly homophobic and just a little bigoted, but other than that, it's a fine peach shake. Just kidding, everybody. Chick-fil-A's
there are people who, you know, who still boycott Chick-fil-A for exactly that reason, and I don't blame them.
I don't besmudge them.
That guy's there anymore.
I don't besmudge them at all. They can do whatever they need to do. My only thing to that would be, just remember, it's owned and run by local people, not grandpa racist who founded the thing. So just remember that.
That's right. By the way, the shake I had from Freddy's, small shake, and Tina and I shared it. So I had half a small shake, or what they call the mini. So it's half a mini shake. No whipped cream, by the way, on that guy.
Oh, yeah, they don't do that. It's just a big, thick shake. And it's not like, you know what I was saying, though, about it's not a concrete, but it's pretty thick.
It's really thick, and they give you that big old boba straw.
That straw is like a joke straw.
It's
It's crazy.
I described it to Tina in a way that I don't think I can repeat here.
Great.
But performing a sexual act on a clown was kind of the way I phrased it.
Gee, it leaves so much to the imagination.
I know. So big now. So subtle.
Gosh, I can't imagine what that might have been. But
can't imagine what I'd be talking about at that point.
It's the kind of thing you, like when you're a kid and you're in an arcade and you earn a bunch of tickets because you played skee ball or something. It's the kind of thing you'd spend tickets on. It's like this big, ridiculous straw that nobody should own. But it's exactly. good. I like it there. You're making me want to go back. I just want a burger and one of those today.
Well, go to Culver's. That's what I'm going to do.
Culver's. I'm not doing food there because I had food at Culver's once, and it's a greasy pit for me. I don't like it there.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Shoot, because I hear they're. I kind of want to try the butter burger. So.
Well, see, it does feel like there's butter all over it.
Great.
The greasiest burger I've had in a very long time is at Culver's. Well, once again, continuing our talk about food segment of the morning. Tell me about Buffalo Overflow. What the hell is that? I know what this is. This is me. I wrote it. This was so last minute, I forgot I did it. I quickly put it in here so I wouldn't forget, and now I've already forgotten. Okay, this goes out to Buffalo Overflow. He'll know who he is, he or she. I actually don't know if it's a dude or lady. It could be either, and it doesn't matter. Sure. But Buffalo Overflow, great name, first of all. I played bass for them in the 90s. Great band. I'm supposed to tell him this. It's a yes from me. That's it. That's all it is. I forgot all about
that. They'll understand what that means.
They'll totally understand it. This is a complete inside job. Nobody else should get what I'm doing.
I don't even get it. Yeah.
I barely got it. As you know, I didn't even have the name. I didn't even know what I wrote here. I'm like, Brian, tell me about. But you know what I had in my head is that you'd eaten buffalo wings somewhere, and there was a place called Buffalo Overflow, and I was all excited. And then I read the thing at the bottom and went, oh, no, that's
Buffalo Overflow.
Exactly.
This is your radio newscaster with another exclusive sensational summary of world and local events.
All right. It's the news brought to you by.
The fish are done. Scott, as if I didn't know. What does that mean?
I drew, so as you know, this playing card Kickstarter happened. I am in the thick of fulfillment mode, which is a lot of art, a lot of layout, a lot of checking with printers and doing samples and just running like crazy. Me and Dave and everybody involved in this thing trying to get it done. We're aiming for a end of July release is our hope and goal. It may bleed into August a little. We're hoping not, but we'll see.
Sure.
But as a result, in all that franticness, I am happy to report two things. One, the main deck, the core deck that everybody signed up for in the first place, is done, completely done.
Cool.
Two alternate backs, all the jokers, guest jokers, all the face cards, all the number cards, everything's done. Done. Across the board, it's ready to be made into a sample deck, which I should be getting any day to make sure things are cool. And I drew the last fish yesterday. For the Go Fish add-on deck. So if you're looking forward to that Go Fish deck, oh boy, howdy. Do I have good news for everybody listening. Go Fish, done. And await even the card back. Done and awaiting approval and samples. So now we move on to zombies, art, Carter's deck getting finished. What else? There's the concentration deck, some other stuff. So we're getting there.
So how many decks are you personally drawing?
So drawing fresh whole cloth out of nowhere is the main deck. There's the entirety of the Go Fish deck, the concentration deck. Mm-hmm. And I think those are all the ones that I'm drawing where I still have to draw them.
Okay.
The art deck is collections of my existing stuff. There may be a new one here or there and there, but most of that's like, oh, here's this cool thing I did of Mario a couple of years ago. Or here's this Deckard Cain print from a few months ago. Or here's the Star Wars thing or whatever. So the art deck will be a collection of that. So that's more just find the best stuff and then do the layouts for it. And then I do have to do a card back for that, so I guess there's still art to do there. And then the zombie deck is based on the 56 zombies, although it'll just be 52 zombies, from the 56 Zombies project from a few years ago. So those are there. I just got to get them in there. Mm-hmm. The card back for that's done. And then the rest of it is pretty much either waiting for other people or layout. Oh, and then the poker chips, and there's t-shirts and mugs and some other stuff. So anyway, there's a whole bunch of shit to do. And the bottom line is I'm on it. I'm on it, everybody. Oh, another quick thing. I forgot totally about that I started doing this. So as in an effort to try to de-junk, because I have a lot of stuff that's cool, but I'm trying to simplify all my stuff. I have a lot of stuff, and I'm tired of collecting stuff. So I started a little thing on the website called frogpants.com/freebies.
Yeah, I saw this.
So
okay,
So if you go to frogpants.com/freebies, chat room, you can go there right now, frogpants.com/freebies. You'll see the current one that's up. You can sign up for it now. I'm going to give it away later this afternoon. I put it up yesterday. Many of you probably saw it. 100% free. Right now, this package is anywhere in the U.S. because shipping anywhere else would be outrageous. The next set will be something that can be shipped internationally, so don't worry. We're not forgetting about you guys, but if you are into that or interested in this collection of things, you can do it. I'll give you an example. Let's see. Frogpants.com/freebies. The current collection includes a Harry Potter metal minifig ghost ship on DVD, wrapped. Back to the Future, Dr. Emmett Brown, Back to the Future pop toy, a Mega Man mystery box, a bunch of signed prints, stickers, and a poker chip from the Vegas meetup. Free. It's just free.
That's cool.
We pick them at
random.
Randomly
send to a cool listener.
Yeah, this is just my way of doing... I mean, I could take this stuff and, I don't know, just take it to a DI. Or not DI, you guys know what that is. Like a Goodwill or whatever. I mean, like I could do all sorts of stuff.
Second in Charles, if you... I don't think you probably don't have a second in Charles, but...
No, I haven't heard of that. That sounds like Streets. Is that what it is? Is Streets?
Kind of, yeah. Like, you had Media Play back in the day, right?
Yeah, we did have that, yeah.
Yeah, Media Play. It's basically Media Play with everything, comics, DVDs, toys, action figures, all that stuff.
Oh, I had no idea. That's pretty awesome. Well, in this case, it's just 100% free. There's a picture of all the items all piled up. I took a picture of it yesterday and put it up. It's simple. You put your name, your email address, and if you have comments, you can put them. You don't have to. And then submit them. I don't keep any of that data. I just use it to give it to a winner, and then I delete all the entries and start over again. So if you are into it, frogpants.com/freebies. Okay.
Very cool.
Brian, I now enter into the news phase of the show.
Yeah.
Begins with another food story. Burger King in Russia, or as they're known as, Burger King Russia.
Burger King. King of burgers. Burgers.
You think they have the... they probably don't have the king mascot over there, do they? Probably not.
Burger Monarchy.
Burger Monarchy.
Supreme Leader Burger Man, Meister.
Oh,
that's
God.
German.
This is so much better, though, than what they're doing. Well, Burger King Russia has have to apologize because during this World Cup season, they had a World Cup promotion offering Whoppers and money. Okay, so Whoppers and cash to women impregnated by players in the World Cup. Now, stay with me here. They had to apologize for this. Right. This was an actual thing that Burger King Russia came up with.
The proof has got to be the most difficult part.
Yes. I feel like that's the part that really should have given them pause in that meeting room when they came up with this
idea. Yeah, right. Maybe we don't listen to Boris anymore. Boris has bad ideas. Boris fired.
Yeah, Boris, you're fired. Too much vodka. The Russian arm of the restaurant chain was forced to pull a promotion offering money and free food to women impregnated by World Cup athletes after the fast food community found the ad to be, quote, too insulting. Fast food community? It's weird. Anyway, quote, we apologize for the statement we made, says Burger King Russia. They stated it in a post shared with Russian social media site VK.com. As translated by Google, here's what it said. It turned out to be too insulting. We thank you for the feedback and hasten to inform you that we have already removed all materials related to the application. Sounds a little weird in the translation.
Too much insulting.
Too much bad English translation.
Too much, yeah.
Burger King Russia first posted its promotion on Tuesday morning, though the company has since removed the ad from social media. The screen grab obtained by the sports site Deadspin appears to show the promotional post as it originally ran, which promised free Whoppers and the equivalent of $47,000. The post included a photo of a woman caressing her baby bump. So that's a thing. Now, I don't think that's the person on this photo here. She looks like a not pregnant woman.
No, yeah, it's the one scroll down. It's the the Twitter post has it. Yeah,
yeah. Why would they do this?
You know that one on the right looks like one of the women from Spies Like Us.
Oh, totally. Spy women. Yeah, like she just came out of the tent and did that.
Right, exactly, yes.
I have such a strong memory of that, of her coming out of the tent. I think I was at the right age for that to be very...
Donna Dixon. That's Dan Aykroyd's wife you're looking at.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I want to... You know, everyone says, wouldn't it be fun to talk to Dan Aykroyd? I want to talk to Donna Dixon. I want to ask her questions about her weird-ass husband. Yeah.
I want to talk to Donna Dixon's circa 1987 Bosom Buddies time.
Oh, that's right. She's on there.
That's right.
Well, you know a lot of things about Donna Dixon. You'd almost It's almost like you're stalking her. I think you might be a problem.
Let me tell you what was in her garbage yesterday.
Ooh.
Too far, Scott? Was that too far?
Fantastic. No, it's never too
much
far.
Much hassle?
Never too far for this show. Let's see here. We got another one here for you. You like casinos? You like Las Vegas?
I do. I do like both of those things.
Well, if you lived in Louisiana, you could go to this one. Diamond Jack's, it's called. That's a
sounds
casino.
Like a reputable joint.
It really does not. Anyway, so they got some drunk, naked guy threw chairs at police there. So it's not just Vegas. You can go have a weird time in a casino, turns out, which is great.
Nobody looked up from their slot machines.
Yeah. Turns out this guy's a bit of an outsider. He's a Texas man. He's facing several charges after he allegedly threw chairs at police officers while drunk and naked inside a Louisiana casino. His name is Terrence Rockmore. Rockmore.
Yeah, I'd say Rockmore.
Rockmore? All right.
Because you'd say Roquefort if it had fort at the end instead of more.
I always wondered if that was wrong, though, just like my mom saying the Roquefort wrong. Like, I'll have the Roquefort dressing. Oh, I hate that. Ugh, it's like lavatory or doily. It's the worst word, Roquefort, isn't it?
Roquefort. There's nothing wrong
like
with
mom,
the word Roquefort.
You asked for blue cheese. That's what it is. What would you like? Blue cheese dressing. Done. Don't go, I'd like the Roquefort. I just hate it. Oh, I hate it. I don't know why. This is a personal problem of mine. I don't like it. Aren't there words you don't like? There's words you don't like, right? Isn't there something?
There are. Like... Moist. Moist is like universally hated.
Yeah,
isn't
I don't
it?
Like moist.
I don't think anybody likes the word moist.
The only word worse than moist is moisture. And it's a derivative
of
disagree. Moist.
I disagree. I think moisture, at least, it softens the blow of moist.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what it is?
Moist on its own.
Because old people in my life have always done this. They'll walk up and go, it would be like a rainy week. Okay, lots of rain.
Yeah.
And they'd say, can you believe the level of moisture we've had this week? It makes me want to kill a donkey. I hate it.
I feel like moisture is the only appropriate way to say the five letters that make the word moist. If I'm sticking a URE at the end.
So when someone says moist chocolate cake, you're just like, nope. Right.
Hey, Gladys calls the cake delicious and moist, but we know it's a lie.
Brian and his memory of late 70s commercials never ceases to amaze me.
No, I'm talking about Portal.
Oh.
GLaDOS.
The cake is a lie.
That's right. It's delicious and moist.
No, I thought you said GLaDOS, and so it threw me. It sounded like one of those commercials where it's like, GLaDOS's cake is not moist enough, see?
GLaDOS. Sorry.
It's all right. A Portal
reference.
That would
be enough. I inflicted it enough.
It's fine. I don't like her name either. Her name annoys me, so it's not your...
What other words do I hate?
Gymnasium.
No problem with gymnasium.
Ugh. Ooh, just hearing it. Gymnasium, trousers.
I mean, a lot of them are portmanteaus that aren't real words anyway, like dealer-tainers.
Ugh. Was that a thing?
Which are dealers that are where is it now? At the Link, they have dealers like blackjack and craps dealers and stuff who are dressed as famous celebrities doing impersonations.
And they call them dealer-tainers?
Dealer-tainers, right.
I hate that.
Yeah.
I don't like that at all. I'd never heard that before. How about webinar?
Webinar.
Freaking webinar, dude. Yeah. I mean, sometimes it's context.
I mean, I don't like seminar either, though. So...
Seminar.
And the more you say it, the worse it sounds. Seminar.
I don't like any of those terms.
I'm going to Burger King is paying my way to go to a seminar with a bunch of World Cup players.
Yeah. Seminationar.
Right.
How about do you like it? I don't like the word synergy anymore, even though it's on its own, it's not bad. It's a context thing. It's that business use of synergy. I hate it. oh, we're going to find some additional synergy after we've come together as a fourth quarter company. Blah, 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 blah. I hate that.
We're going to actually work. We're going to work smarter, not harder.
I hate all those businessisms. I hate them.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, anyway, this guy threw a chair at a cop, and he's in trouble now. He's from
Bad Man. You very bad man.
Very bad man, Rookmore. Jerry.
Terrence Rookmore.
Yeah. 24 aged man from DeBary, Texas, which is the Barry, Texas, if you're French. Mm-hmm. He's charged with aggravated battery. I have one of those on my phone. I think it's starting to give out. Aggravated assault and a police on a police officer, battery of a police officer, resisting officer with force and disturbing the peace, drunk and obscenity, according to a news release from the Bossier City. Oh my gosh, I spent time in Bossier City. That's crazy to read that.
It looks like it should be pronounced Bossier City.
Yeah. They said, well, that I would have said that, except there it's Bossier.
You know it's Bossier.
Yeah, yeah, I've been there. Officers respond to a call at 11:40 p.m. Tuesday regarding...
That's early for naked and drunk.
I know. This is, Vegas is like, here, hold my beer on this story.
Right, exactly. Pre-midnight naked and drunk? Yeah. Jeez.
I agree. They said they used a chemical spray, had no effect on the nude man. That's how they put it.
Wow.
The nude. Also, the word, think, I don't like the word nude.
You think it would have the greatest effect. Like chemical spray on someone who's not wearing clothes seems like it would have the most effect.
You'd think it would, but he must have been on something. He says he was drunk, but maybe there's more to it. Anyway, police fired beanbag rounds to take the man down. He was transported to University Health in Shreveport. Also been there. That play. Last I was in Shreveport, huge dump. Real bad.
Yeah. Oh, it is, yeah. And that's where all the riverboat casinos are. They're on the lake between Texas and Louisiana.
And maybe it's gotten better since then, because when I was there, casinos were just coming in.
Did I say lake? I'm sorry, I meant river. Because they're riverboat.
Yeah, riverboat. You said lake, but it's river. Yeah. Well, when I was there, it felt like a scene out of Walking Dead or something. It was the most, like, ripped-up downtown area. It was bad. But maybe it's better. It's been a long time, so I don't know. People in Shreveport, send me an email. Let me know what you're doing over there. Sure. He now resides in the Bossier City Jail. After his release, he is now wearing clothes. So good luck to that guy and all those who are with him. All right, this would piss me off. I'm already pissed for these people. There are rats who apparently got into a ATM. That is a automatic teller machine, not a ATM machine.
No, you don't say that. Yeah, no. You don't need to say machine after you say ATM.
No, you could, but you shouldn't.
I'm going to go to one of those automatic ATM machines.
You mean the automatic teller machine machines?
That's right.
Oh, all right. Well, let me know how that goes. Anyway, some rats got in there and shredded $17,600 worth of cash.
Oh, my gosh.
Technicians who arrived to fix the malfunctioning cash machine in the Indian state of Assam got a shock. I really do want to shake today.
Mm. I put in my card and coleslaw came out. It just spit out a handful of coleslaw.
Well, in this case, curry, right? Because it's India. Notes worth more than 1.2 million rupees, which I mentioned is 17,600 US, about 13,000 euros, had been shredded, and the suspected culprits are rats. Police say the rodents probably entered the machine through a hole for wiring. Well, yeah. What else are they going to do? They don't lay eggs and they creep in there. You got to have a hole. If you guys have a hole in your machine, you get rats. Anyway, this is according to the Hindustan Times. Did you ever go there? Is that a paper you ever went to?
I never did, no.
Okay. Still
never. Only time I left the country was Toronto for installations.
There may be a time in my life where circumstances may work out where I end up in India for some reason. If that ever happens, on vacation or just whatever. I predict... It's my belief that no matter who you are, if you don't live, this is a bad, how do I put this? What's this called? This isn't a prejudice. It's just this notion I've had my whole life.
Sure.
And I don't know where I got it. But the idea that if I went to India or anyone goes to India, you're basically agreeing. Let's say you go for 2 weeks. You're agreeing to 14 days of diarrhea.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why I feel that way. I've bought into the idea that
just it's poop in the gutter, at least. And
that's true.
Yeah.
Is that still true? I don't know. Like, I feel like I'm behind the times on this a little bit. I don't know. But I don't want to go there. And, what's this?
The bowels of El Diablo.
I don't want the bowels of El Diablo.
I'm looking at the photo of the inside of the ATM and the shredded cash.
I know, it's gross. Crazy. It's awful. I don't like it.
Diarrhea.
Diarrhea, there it is. All right, so I'm going to show the chat this. You guys can see this as well. Here's the screen. A couple of rats. That's just stock photos. But here, oh, look at this. Oh, my good gosh, golly. This would freak my wife out.
Somebody says, that gives new meaning to the term inside job.
Ah, well done. This is like heat. They got the heat. Whatever. I wonder if the heat theme was playing while they were in there at that thing that they have, that song. Wow. I love that. Well, there's that story.
Dang.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it. Finally, a Phillies fan hurt after being shot in the face with a Philly Fanatics hot dog cannon.
The Philly Fanatic. Come on. You've seen the Philly Fanatic.
He's that weird. He's that weird.
Exactly. It is the mascot that does not look like any sort of animal you've ever seen in your life.
Yeah, it looks like a, I mean, it's like a Muppet that got rejected.
Right, he's basically the Muppet that goes, do-do-do-do-do, after the other one goes, mana-mana.
What was your job? I said, do-do-do-do-do-do. Well, he said, mana-mana.
You're hitting a fresh with a hot dog.
Right in a fresh. So look at that gun, though. That's gnarly.
That is gnarly.
Yeah.
That's T-shirt's okay. Unless you're Maude Flanders. Mm. But hot dog gun just seems like they should have beta tested that a little bit on, against a wax dummy. Get Adam Savage out there with a wax dummy and have him fire a hot dog at it.
Fully agree. A wax dummy. I love it. Wouldn't they use, what would they use on Mythbusters? What's that stuff called? Ballistics gel. I always wanted my own ballistics gel. I want a whole vat of that stuff.
Oh, no kidding. Right.
What would we do with it, though? What would you make? What's the first ballistic gel thing you'd make? What would you do? Let's say you could make any
gel Thanos.
Oh, he'd be all rubbery and stuff. You could slap him in the face.
Yeah. Ah. Exactly.
Okay, Brian wins. I can't think of a better one. I can't think of a better one. That's a great idea. Ballistics gel Thanos.
Yes,
that's really good.
I'm submitting that as a show title before somebody else.
Ballistics gel Thanos. Is a great show title. Now the bar has been risen. The envelope pushed. Anyway, this hot dog cannon, I guess, can be a lot of fun at a baseball game. Sometimes it can be dangerous. Philadelphia Phillies fan Kathy McVeigh was injured after being hit in the face with a long hot dog during I put long in there for no reason.
You did, totally. Well, probably not a short hot dog.
Yeah, well.
We don't know if it was a foot-long hot dog, but it was a long hot dog.
Micro hot dog.
Longer than they are wide.
The almost said phallic. The Fanatic mascot, which is Phanatic, because like Philly, pH balance for women.
That's right. I'm going to be there in July, by the way.
Oh, that's right. You got client stuff. Are you going to papers or what's your deal there? Not papers.
No, I don't do newspapers anymore, Scott. I'm going to be going to Manahawkin. There's a couple of three car dealerships up there that I do ads for. Mm-hmm. A Kia dealer, Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram dealer, and two Kia dealers and a Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. A bed and breakfast in Long Beach Island. Mm-hmm. A t-shirt souvenir shop in Long Beach Island. Mm-hmm. A breakfast place called the Chicken or the Egg.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
A basketball youth basketball training facility.
Mm. Look at all this. What a variety. What a variety
all
of things.
All those in Manahawkin, in the Manahawkin Long Beach Island area.
You know, Manahawkin is what I do when I do innervate in a raid.
Manahawkin. Yeah, I'm hucking mana. Hucking mana. This way and that way.
Left and right. Well, maybe you'll see the Fanatic on the
I'll just have to watch out for his hot dog cannon.
Well, be careful because she got hit in the face. She says it hit her like a ton of bricks. I don't think it'd feel like a ton of bricks.
And it's not just a wiener. It's like a wiener in a bun wrapped in foil, right?
Yeah, they have to because it would not survive the shooting if you didn't pack it good.
If you want somebody to eat it, then you better put it in a bun.
Otherwise, it's just if you put it in a bun and a hot dog and that's all it was, it would just go bleh, and it would just fly out in pieces. It'd be dumb.
Exactly.
She's not planning any legal action, but she did walk away with a small hematoma in her eye and a bruised face.
Oh my gosh. Well, you know, quit playing Candy Crush and look up and watch the baseball game for a little while.
Yeah.
All right?
Our hot dogs are up here, lady. Look up.
Show title.
Show title. Well, I was going to say something else to you. What was it? I forgot. It's all right. We'll be here all morning, so I'll just tell you.
Exactly.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to do a little call now. That's right. Your chance to call in. Number's on the screen. If you want to participate in today's goofiness, that's how you do it. And we look forward to hearing from you. That's going to be 801-471-0462. It's our new number, at least for now, while I work on, I don't know, that actually works pretty well, so I'm going to hang on to it for a while.
Cool.
Anyway, let's take a break. Brian, you got some music for me?
I do. And if ever there were a band whose name accurately described the style of their music, we're about to hear them. An Australian folk surf psyche pop group. So psychedelic pop folk surf combo.
Wow. All
right. It's like the Australian Mamas and the Papas and the Beach Boys had a baby, and it was called this band. The band is called The Babe Rainbow.
Okay.
The Babe Rainbow. they're releasing a brand new LP called Double Rainbow on July 13th, thanks to Danger Mouse, 30th Century Records, for sending this over to me. This is so, so good, and it sounds exactly like you would expect it to sound based on this, based on the description. It was formed in the summer of 2014 by Angus Dowling and Jack Lachlan Crowther in the coastal surf town of Rainbow Bay, Australia. Students of English, lovers of permaculture, riders of waves. The pair also found common ground in the 60s music like The Incredible String Band and Swing Mademoiselles. Their early singles attracted the attention of Flightless Records, who went on to release their breakout single, Secret and Enchanted Broccoli Forest.
Oh, my Lord. Great. Great.
Oh, sit back. You're in for a treat. Light up your billabong and listen. Here is the song Supermoon by The Babe Rainbow.
Another kiss, another come up in you. Hot blue let's go back.
Hello, everybody. Let's talk real quick about our good friends at Campaign Living. Furniture shopping is often a struggle. I can't stand doing it, if you want the truth from me. You want something that looks great, will last, but you don't want to spend $5,000 on sofas and chairs and stuff. Let's be real, you don't need bulky, oversized furniture that requires movers just to get it in the door, let alone up the stairs. The founder of Campaign felt exactly that same way, so he built a company made for people like you and me. That's us. Campaign makes sofas, chairs, love seats, and ottomans that are built to last. Everything they sell is made using high-quality materials like a steel frame that comes with a full lifetime warranty. Campaign furniture always arrives in just a few days in a flat-packed box, so you don't have to schedule a delivery or wait around for the thing. Each piece is also made to assemble in just a few minutes. You don't even need any tools to set it up. And here's my favorite part. They offer easy-to-remove covers so you can change the look of your home without having to buy a new sofa. It also means that you, I don't know, if you have a kid or a cat or a puppy or something, or messy friends that come over all the time, you can wash the covers or easily replace them. So here's what I want you to do. Check out campaignliving.com to see the goods. We've got a special deal for our listeners. Save $75 off any sofa, love seat, or chair when you use the code TMS at checkout. That's campaignliving.com and use the code TMS to save yourselves $75 off that order. Do it now.
Crystal Pepsi really is different from all other soft drinks. It's actually a crystal clear cola with 100% natural ingredients, no preservatives, no caffeine. That'll appeal to your health-conscious consumers.
Do one thing at a time.
The Morning Stream. Computer, stop the flow of time.
We're back, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Mm-hmm. We're back, Shame. Yeah. That was a trip. I was super grooving on that. It was
totally groovy.
I wouldn't have called it, or I wouldn't have guessed they were Australian by the sound. Not that Australians have a specific sound.
Like you would have said L.A. probably, right?
It was very, very, whoops, my music went weird. I don't know what the word is. It's like, there's something like it that I listen to and I hear sometimes, and I don't know if it's a category or a genre, but it's something. Something there, man.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
Not often right, but I'm definitely not wrong. We proceed now with all haste to a little segment we call...
Call Now.
That's right. It's called Call Now. If you want to call in and have yourself heard momentarily, that'll be true, that'll be a thing you can do. I just have to make sure my new setup here works the way it's supposed to. Let me make sure. Ah, indeed, it is working. So here's the plan. You call in, we answer it, you ask any question you want. It can be anything. Brian, what brand of bum butter are you wearing at the bike thing this weekend?
Sure.
For example. That's just an example. Or Brian, why do you smell like honeysuckle and cheese? Like things like
why
that.
Why are these all questions about me?
I don't know. It seems a little weird that we're doing that. But anyway, we'll welcome our first caller here. Hi, good morning. Who's this? Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, hi. Who's this?
Hello. It's Jamie, TMS Mashups.
Oh, TMS Mashups, Jamie. Dude, you're the man of the hour right now. People love the goodness you're bringing. What's going on? What's your question for us today?
And the cool and I'm going to just, I'm going to pull a Johnson here and say he is working on something completely rad for our Patreon shows.
That's right. For patrons only.
Patrons only.
It's so in the works. It is super cool.
It is in the works. Yeah. All right, Jamie.
Wait for Fletcher to get on the stuff on the side. But
yeah. He'll do it. Fletcher will come through for you. Jamie, ask. What's your question? We never get this from you, so I'm excited. What would you ask us?
I actually have a cool question I was going to ask you guys tomorrow for Ask TMS. If you guys had a chance to take two previous video game titles and combine them into a new hybrid title, what would they be and what would it be called?
Two video game titles and combine them into a hybrid? That's an interesting question. Brian?
Yes.
Do you have anything jump to head there to your brain?
Yes. I would combine Warcraft 3.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the Frozen Throne?
Yeah, the expansion Frozen Throne.
The expansion Frozen Throne, Warcraft 3. And the mobile game Fallout Shelter. So I want a resource building on the ground game where I can, if danger approaches, I can send these guys into a little shelter and have a few of my main guys stand out there and like fight off me, Torin and undead or whatever that are coming around. Meanwhile, everybody else is kind of building and doing resources down below. And then it's all clear. It's like a prairie dog den. They all come back out and keep doing what they were doing, building stuff there.
Sure,
too.
I'm into that. We know they're working on some kind of RTS MMO thingy thing for mobile. We don't know anything about what it is.
We do know that.
Oh yeah, we do know that. Yeah,
don't know that.
No, that's one of the secret projects they're working on, and it's not
a secret anymore.
That was like made official by some job post or something about, I don't know, 8 months ago. It's definitely happening. We just don't know what that looks like yet. Oh, when one of their earnings calls, they got up and said,
"Okay,
yeah, we're working on this." So for me, oh my gosh, I'd want to combine. I know, I got it. You ready?
Yeah.
Do you know what Ori and the Blind Forest is?
No.
Is that a thing you've not heard of?
I have no idea what that is.
So it's this Ori and the Blind Forest. This beautiful game came out.
Look it up online.
Came out last year, maybe 2016. There's a sequel that was announced at E3 this year.
Oh, that is beautiful.
It's a gorgeous game. Platform.
Oh, I saw this. Yeah, I do remember seeing this game. Yes.
Yeah, it's really cool. Maybe my favorite of its type.
Looks like a Miyazaki movie is a video game.
Totally, except I'd say even more smooth and convincing, like a black. It's really, really good, and I love the style and the look of it. What I want is someone to give me the precision and exact gameplay of Joust, but make it look like a game like that in a modern era.
Oh, wow.
So don't, you know, I don't want to lose anything that Joust is. The platforms, how they change, the way that the birds fly, the mechanics of it. I want that all to stay what it is, and I want it to feel just as tight and abrupt and all the things. You know, the control in that game is everything. So I want that in Joust, but I want it to look like it's set in a world like this, and the levels would be these beautiful blue-green, you know, vistas, and your little jousty people in there wouldn't be, you know, they wouldn't be all pixelated. They'd be these beautiful little rendered things. And you could totally go crazy with that, but just keep the gameplay the same. That's what
crazy.
I would pick.
You think about it, and as popular as Joust was, it's amazing they never made a sequel. Like, they came out with, you know, Space Invaders 2000 or Tempest 2000, Space Invaders Deluxe, Asteroids Deluxe, and, you know, all these sequels. They never came out with a...
There was a Joust 2.
Was there a Joust 2?
No, it just wasn't good. It was just poop. I'll do a little bit of a Joust 2.
Oh, look at that. Yeah, look at those crappy graphics.
Yeah, did you never play this? It's not good.
Never even saw it. Your survival of the fittest.
Yeah. It had a, let's see.
I bet I've got this on Covercade. I bet this is on my Raspberry Pi because it has everything.
Looks like 86. Oh, there's some kid narrating this. I don't want that. I just want to see gameplay. Here we go. Arcade.
This doesn't look good.
Yeah, hold on. Okay. Yeah, the levels were weird.
Let the jousting begin.
Oh my gosh. You could be a Pegasus guy. I mean, I don't know. I remember it sucking compared to the original. Kind of like Dig Dug 2. Dig Dug 2 was like an embarrassment to man.
Oh, Dig Dug 2 was horrible.
It was really, really bad. So
there wasn't a bad Dig Dug game on the Super NES where Dig Dug was running around cutting off island. Like, he was on an island with all the Fygars and Pookas.
Yes, that's it. Dig Dug 2, that's it.
That was it? And he had, like, he cut off chunks of the island, kind of like Quicks?
Yeah, that's the one.
And they fell off into the water?
Yeah.
Oh, I kind of like that, actually. Oh. Maybe I'm remembering it being better than it actually was.
Well, okay, what? I'll give you this. It's possible that it was a good game on its own, but they shouldn't have made it a sequel to Dig Dug because he wasn't digging anything. They forgot the entire point of it, you know?
It certainly could have been that they they had that game in mind for something else, and they just said, well, we can put a Dig Dug skin on it and call it Dig Dug 2, which
entirely
is
possible.
Perfectly likely.
Now, I'm going to sound like a contradictive here. I'm going to sound like a contradictive. My name is Roger the Rubber. Rubber. Who says rubber anymore? Nobody does.
Jimmy Hat.
Correct, anyway, so Donkey Kong 3. Have you ever played Donkey Kong 3, Brian?
Yes, that's the one. That's the one where you've got the... Oh, no, I'm thinking of Donkey Kong Jr.
Yeah, that's a little...
Donkey Kong 3, you're shooting something up from the bottom, like bug spray.
Yep. That's
right?
That's totally it. So what it is, is Donkey Kong, the big ape. And Mario's not in this at all, by the way. It's just some dude with a spray bottle. And he's controlling a bunch of bugs and creatures that he sends down to you, and your job is to spray them and kill them with your spray can. And then eventually, if you kill enough of them and you scooch up high enough, you can squirt him in the butt, and that makes him go higher and higher and eventually escape. Go to the next level, do the same thing again. Eventually, you fight him and he dies. That's an example of a completely wrong-headed, weird-ass thing, but I love that game.
Really?
I love it. It's so much fun. It's one of the first ones I look forward to playing on this main machine if I ever get it done. So,
yeah. I played that on my main machine on Covercade, which is, again, right behind me, or right in front of me.
Somewhere here is the wood we chose. Let's see. It's upstairs, but we picked the wood.
It's going to take forever to put this thing out. Finally,
it really were. Right? We finally picked the wood. Steve's got this awesome wood that's like perfect and it's great, but that's as far as
this thing is going to be absolutely amazing when it's done, but my God, it's going to be.
I know, we're taking too long. It's taking too long. It's because everyone's got stuff to do, you know, like it's hard. Steve's busy, I'm busy, everyone's busy. But as soon as he's got the cabinet done and glued together, really, then it's just down to me doing vinyl print stuff on the side and front, and then we're kind of done. I mean, I have all the components for the controls and everything. I just got to put it together. Anyway, looking forward to that when it finally happens. The number is 801-471-0462. If you have a question for me, for Brian, or for both of us, please let us know. You can say anything you want on the show. You can call in and go, hey, you guys suck, and here's 10 reasons why
you
suck.
Just don't say butt nipple. That's the one thing we don't... hey, by the way, the new Westworld game just got released.
What? It's out now?
We got a notification. It's out now.
Should probably check that out. See what's up.
Yeah. As soon as the show's over. I've downloaded it, and I'm going to play it as soon as the show's over, but...
What do you suppose the point of that deal is? You think that's...
I don't know, because it looks like a... I mean, it's funny. The bottom half looks like a Fallout shelter.
Whoops. Why is that a call ringing? Sorry, that's annoying. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
This is Dax.
Oh, hello. Hello, Dax.
I called in for Battle Royale Monday.
Oh.
And I tried to say that my name was Dax, but I had a very bad headphone mic.
Mm. Oh,
yeah. And you called me Zach.
Oh, so it was Dax. Because remember, at the beginning of that call, I said Dax, and these guys were all like, no, I heard Zach. And so we just called you Zach.
Yeah, we even typed in the notes, Zach from Maryland. I'm sorry, Dax.
Yeah, I could barely hear you. Dax. So I thought you said Zach.
Oh.
So I tried to correct you to Dax.
Yeah. And to us, it sounded like your correction was literally Zach, which is great.
Well, see, now you're a great example of like, the quality, audio quality that we've got you on right now with our call in, way better than it was on Monday,
well,
right?
Well, it sounds like he's on a phone or something else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm on my phone now.
Yeah.
I was on my headphones.
Yeah. He was on some crappy headset, which was the problem, I guess. Yeah,
I wanted to kind of give some credit to our new audio system, but whatever.
Yeah,
whatever.
Hey, look, Google Hangouts thanks you, which is how I'm doing this, everybody. We're doing this thing through Google Hangouts. It works pretty well.
Cool. Well, welcome, Dax.
Yeah, Dax, it's good to have you here. Do you have any hot questions for us or anything you want to throw at us?
Not really. That was just it.
All right. So the question was, why did we call him Dax? Well, it's because that's his name. Again, that number is 801-471-0462. You can ask anything that comes to your mind. The only thing we don't like is if you're a racist turd, then we'll hang up on you.
Then you're gone. And then we won't give out your mailing address and your phone number.
No, we won't.
We will not do that.
I learned my lesson. But also, if I do have the ability to block people who are jerks, so it's easy for me to never have to have that phone call come again. So there's some advantages to this new setup. We'll see how it goes. I see somebody else was trying to call in during Dax. If you whoever that was, you can try again. We're We're here for you. We want to answer your questions. Oh, there's one. Shall I answer it? I think I shall. Here goes. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this? Hello? Hello?
They're fixing their mic. That's what's going there. They're yeah. adjusting.
Yeah, they're... yeah. Checking. Yeah. Oh, there he is.
There
Hi.
We go. They
Hello.
Fixed it.
Hello.
I don't know what happened. All I heard was like a bunch of blinking, like dot, 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 dot. And all of a sudden I hear you guys going,
Oh, that's weird.
Oh. Yeah, I told you that the other day when you called, we did a test on this and I heard boop, 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 boop.
Oh,
and
really?
Then all of a sudden it comes in, yeah.
Oh, maybe it's like a thing I just have to wait for or something.
It's
I don't
like
know.
A little delay. So
and we don't
when
hear
you
it
call
on this
in,
end.
You'll hear Morse code.
Yeah,
you'll hear the word "wait" in Morse code, and then you'll get us.
You've heard us back in the. We've talked on other shows about how when I was a kid, and I think you agreed. One of the fascinating things growing up was there were certain numbers you could call on a telephone,
yeah.
and it
yeah.
would be like these weird alien sounds or voices going, "The time is 4:22 Greenwich Mean Time." Boo, boo,
yeah,
boo, and you just I just listened to that stuff for hours because I thought it was like talking to aliens. I loved it. So cool. Anyway,
that's very cool.
So hi.
Who's
yeah,
who
who's this?
On the phone?
Yeah, what's your name?
Hi. My name's Aaron.
Hi, Aaron.
Hi, Aaron.
Nice to have you here.
Yeah, thanks. So E3 showed us a whole bunch of stuff coming up for the Switch. Is there anything you guys are excited about for games for the Switch?
For the Switch in particular.
Oh, for the Switch.
Yeah. I mean, I want to play Smash Brothers. I always enjoy that game. It's a family favorite around here, so I fully expect I'll end up playing that.
It's probably no surprise to anybody that I'm excited for the Let's Go Eevee and Let's Go Pikachu. I'm going to pick out. I already actually pre-ordered Let's Go Eevee because you know Pokemon Go player being able to move my characters that I've caught between the games. That's going to be really cool.
Yeah, it should be good. I mean, I'm a little bummed by the presentation in general because they just didn't do much new that we didn't know about or anything that was yeah. all that exciting. I wanted to see more of what's going on with this revival of Metroid Prime. They didn't mm-hmm. show that, so that bummed me out. I would love.
We wanted a Animal Crossing for the Switch.
Yeah, a proper one.
Yeah,
not this phone bullshit. Like
no,
a real
no.
one. That's what
Which
I want.
I'm done with already. Yeah.
Yeah. F that thing. So
did if, they?
Yeah.
Did they actually say that Metroid Prime is actually going to be coming out?
Yeah, last year. They did it last year
last
at E3,
year.
And they showed this teaser. But this year, they didn't say anything about it. So I assume it's being worked on, but they gave no indication of like when or how far along they are. There was no playable demos or any of that stuff. Now, that aside, there's a ton of little smaller things that are coming out like on the eShop that I get excited about. Some indie titles, stuff to that level, but for the most part, it was kind of disappointing this year. I mean, I still think it's a really strong device. There's a huge future for it. It's got a great install base. Like, there's no reason to be worried at all, but I just was, I don't know, I was a little let down that this was really a Smash-focused event, and that was kind of it. A little bit of Pokemon, but mostly this is for Smash Brothers, which is fine. Smash Brothers, a fine thing. You know, bring it on. Bring on the Smash Brothers. It's okay. I like to grab the Mario and punch other people in the head. Great idea, but sometimes it's not in the cards. Quick note about the way this phone works. If you call in and you don't get in right away, you'll probably get sent to a voicemail. Ignore that thing, or don't ignore it, but just hop out of that and keep calling again. The way this one works is it'll go to a voicemail if you are not first in line.
There's not a holding pattern. We don't have a producer that will put you on hold.
I wish I did. That would be awesome, and maybe one day we will, but right now we don't. And the other thing is when I may change the voicemail today to say, because I'm going to use this just for live calls. And I'll just have the voicemail mm-hmm. say, hey, you're trying to call live right now. The line's busy. Keep trying back or something like that.
Perfect.
Anyway, 801-471-0462.
Thanks for your call, Aaron.
Yeah, thanks, Aaron. That was great. If you have thoughts, questions, comments, anything at all for me, Scott Johnson, or him, Brian Ibbett, we're here to receive it. And you're all a little shy today, except for a couple of you. So don't be shy. Be like Aaron. Be like Dax. I mean, all he called in was just to say, hey, yo, I gave you the wrong number day or name the other day. So why not? Or, hey, look, if you're like, I got a big test coming up, Scott, and to deal with it, I'm taking cocaine. Is that a good idea? I can tell you no. And we won't use your name if you don't want to. You can be a pseudonym. You could call in and be, you know, Harry Larry the Scary Berry. It doesn't matter. We'll take what you got. Let's see. We are going to take another one of these. And the caller is on the line now. Hi, who's this?
Hey, it's Stephen Hasney from Maine. What's going on?
Hello, Stephen from Maine. How are you?
Oh, fantastic.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, good.
That's great.
I just had to ask what butt butter Brian will be using for his bike race.
Oh, geez.
Oh,
this is great.
It's the brand, shoot, it is the brand, I definitely will be using some. And it's funny because they say that all of the stations that you stop at along the way mm-hmm. will have little to-go packs or like little mini packs that you'll just be able to like pull up in your bike shorts and go right on the chamois.
Yep.
Chamois butter.
Oh, chamois
no
butter.
E is the, yep, chamois butter is the one I'm going to be using.
B-U-T-T apostrophe R.
Apostrophe R, exactly. Anti-chafe cream.
Here it is, chat room. You can see some of these available at Amazon.com. And did you get the little tube or did you get the big bowl
nope,
of it?
I have the Pons, the screw-off top. Grab a handful and go splork
yep.
right in the middle.
It says Euro style anti-chafe cream, 8 ounce jar. Looks like what you probably got.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
mine apparently is Embrocation premium muscle warming cream designed to seal exposed skin from the elements in cold and wet conditions.
No.
But my skin won't be exposed. So.
No, it won't. Well, I hope it won't, really. I really don't want
it. I hope it won't.
Yeah. That would be bad. Sorry, you had another question?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So the other question for Brian is, why don't you just go with a regular stick of butter, man? It would have been cheaper. You know, get a store brand.
Oh, gross.
I can't imagine that's good for my pores down there.
No.
Pores down there?
Do you? I think we all do.
I don't know.
I think we all got a little something going on.
I think
on.
Your skin is covered with pores everywhere. But, yeah, and I'm not – well, TV Zeon, if you want to ask that question, you better just call in and ask it, man, because I will answer that question.
Oh, all right. Yeah, call in, TV Zeon, you lazy turd.
Yeah, exactly.
Get in here.
Yeah, I know a stick of butter. I mean, that is the when I'm going bicycling with Paula Deen, that is the method that we use.
Yeah.
But for this one, it's going to be artificial.
Can you imagine though? Can you imagine though? Imagine a time where you would take a stick of butter and jam it between your hoo ha down there.
My butt cheeks. Yeah.
No
like
way.
Right there, like line it up against the taint.
There's no way they're doing that. No one's doing that ever.
Nobody's doing that.
And by the time you're done, you've created so much warmth and friction, you may as well just pour some unpopped popcorn down there.
Oh,
get your Orville Redenbacher on. Why not?
Oh.
All right, we'll take one more of your calls. I saw someone called a second ago. Try it again, 801-471-0462.
Call back.
That's right, because we're playing a little bit of...
Call now.
It's your chance to have your question answered right here on the morning stream. And we'd be happy to do it, especially you, TV Zegon. Yesterday, I'm watching another episode of that staircase or stairwell, whatever documentary thing.
Oh, yeah, the staircase, yeah.
And there's a guy they were talking about who got let free from prison after 17 years because it turns out he was wrongfully convicted. Mm-hmm. Different case, but they were using it as a comparison case.
Right.
That guy that they let go, spitting, 100% spitting image of TV Zegon. Like,
oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Like, straight. If you guys have met him at, like, one of the Nerdtaculars or in Vegas this last month and a half ago or whenever, if you've ever met TV Zegon in person, if you've met Greg, you know what I'm talking about. And this guy looked exactly like Greg. It was a really, really weird freaking thing. Anyway.
That's funny.
It was very odd. All right. We're going to take yet another call. This is a listener. Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Matt in North Carolina. How's it going?
I'm good, Matt. Hey, can I ask you a question real quick, Matt? Because you just called, did you hear beeps too before I talked to you? Did you hear like little dots or whatever?
Yep. Okay. Yeah, I got the little beeps too.
All right. Well, that's probably okay as long as people know. Well, as long as I know, I guess. I don't know why it matters. It doesn't matter. Yeah. Anyway, what's going on?
So I have a question, a little bit of a callback from yesterday's news story. With the porn that's being done in the firehouse, mm-hmm. do you think they're supposed to be stepbrothers and stepsister?
All right. So this is a good point. There does seem to be from what I understand, okay, because I'm not into the scene, so I don't really know. But from what I understand, the stepbrother, stepsister, or stepson, stepmom combo is a big deal in porn right now. That's what some people have said this. Now, this is a thing that I guess remember the Ted Cruz tweet that he liked that he claims he didn't like, but someone else did. That was one of these. It's like a stepmom.
Stepmom porn, whatever. Thing. Yeah, okay.
I don't understand why that's a.
I don't either. I, just because of the whole taboo. It's like, ooh, it's so taboo. What a taboo subject to talk about on a.
Yeah.
Seem porn.
And I know there have always been weird categories, and I'm sure that if I was told, I would be horrified by 50 of them. I'm not sure. I'm not, you know, pretending this is the worst it's ever been. It just seems like a weird thing for people to get fixated on. Obviously, it's a big deal right now. So who knows? Maybe the firehouse porn was all about, come here, Dad. Porn. You're my dad now.
I sure am glad you got me this job at the fire station, stepmom.
Yeah, or,
Dad doesn't find out.
Yeah, exactly. See you at the family dinner later. Like, I don't know how any of that interests people. Like, to me, it just gives me the willy jillies.
Yeah. Yeah,
I don't even know what those are that I just that word I just said, but it gives
me them. Willy jillies. I think no explanation needed. I think we all understand what the willy jillies are.
Matt, do you have a theory?
Thank God! I'm so glad you finished that sentence with the word theory.
You don't have a theory?
Oh, a theory?
Yeah,
I have no idea. I just remembered y'all were talking about this on talking about the type of porn on Unfriend Me. Like a week or two ago.
Right, so. We did. Yeah, we were talking about whether porn is good or bad for you. That's still, man, we still get emails on
that. What did you decide, by the way? Is it good for me?
Brian,
hypothetically?
I've never found anything better for you than porn. I think it's really good
Everything
for you.
Is fine in moderation. Yes. Different types of moderation for different things.
Everything counts in large amounts. That's what I know.
If Depeche Mode has taught us nothing... It's that everything counts in large amounts.
Thank you, Peach Ice Cream. And thank you, Matt, for the call. Thank you, everybody, for calling in today. Good times. That works pretty well. I'm happy with it.
Yeah, I like that, too.
Today was a bit of a test, and I think we passed it. Later, for the makeup episode of Unfriend Me, we'll have it truly put to the test. Cool. So we'll see how that goes. That's going to do it for today's show. However, I did write mashup, so I should probably pull one up.
Mashup.
Since Jamie so lovingly puts these together. There we go. Apparently, okay, so this one's called Furt Stuff.
I like it already.
I feel like we have an idea of what this might be, but let's give it a shot and see what it is. Here it is, Jamie with Furt Stuff.
Oh no, they're amateur farters is the problem.
Yeah, they're not good at it. Why can't we fart when we need to? Mm-hmm. If Irma's allowed to.
You have farted in front of us. You have no honor.
Your farts.
Your
no
butt
honor.
Went kapla.
Oh man. Yeah, I'm gonna give him a real bad case of the if you know what I'm saying.
That's right.
Okay, did you do the okay, wait a minute. Where were you the night of makes me want to get up on my desk and fart on my microphone. I hate it so bad. Once in a while, just go and let one off. It is enough to make me want to jump on the wall and fart blood. It is so bad to me. So it went all over me, and I got all sticky until I showered, and now everything's fine. And just
start farting.
F you farts, fart, 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 fart,
fart, fart.
The fartiest
more farts, dog farts. We are actually flying on your farts.
All right, better than I expected. I didn't know what I was going to get there, but that was really good.
Spectacular. Spectacular.
We have to keep that one. Well, he keeps all these. I guess I could get them from him. Yeah. Well done, Jamie. As always.
You never, never disappoint.
Whew. That was a good one. All right. We're done. We're out of here.
Open
Thank
a window
you.
Now.
Yeah, no kidding. Crack something open. Thank you, everybody, for being here. TMSPM will happen tomorrow. It will be the last time you hear from Brian before Monday's show because there is no film sack. He's going to be out there pumping the pedals.
That's right.
Putting miles down.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yes.
You're going to come back a lean, mean fighting machine.
I don't think that's how it works, but thank you.
All right.
I don't think I'm going to lose so much weight. I'm going to be, svelte and buff.
Maybe you could go to the gym and do spin classes. I hear those are a thing.
Yeah. I don't like that. I've never been a fan of those. I did that a couple times, and it's just so boring. Yeah. I just can't do it.
I agree. I'm not a fan either. I don't like them. My wife likes them, but I don't. Hey, here's the deal. If you want to vote on today's show title, there are already a bunch of them up at frogpants.showbot.tv. Showbot.tv, sorry. You can also still submit them in the chat room if you haven't already, and maybe one will make it to the top. We will select one right after this and choose it for today's show. Oh, I'm burpy today. All right. Frogpants.com/TMS is where you will find our website. Therein will be links to everything, including ways to contact us, our email addresses, our Twitter accounts, Reddit pages, all of it. And while you're there, head on over to patreon.com/TMS. There's a link there, and you can help support the show. That'd be fantastic. And speaking of which, we got a cool idea going on with Jamie for just you patrons, as well as bonus monthly shows. That's a thing that just started, and it is now officially set up as a separate RSS feed. So you, many of you requested that, and so that's what we're doing. Then we thought, well, what if we just put everything, every day of TMS up on there? And then a bunch of you said, no, 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 keep it. We want it separate. We're already subscribed to the main feed. And so now it's that.
So we said, you guys want too damn much. Quit complaining about everything, is what we said. No?
Actually, they're going to save us work by wanting what they want. It's good. So you're going to save us the pain of having to put a show up on there every single day. Instead, it's just the monthly content for those who are exclusively on Patreon. So it's all settled. You get over there, you subscribe to that, you get the extra stuff done. Patreon.com/TMS. All right, Brian. Anything else? And if not, music?
I have nothing else, and if so, music.
Great.
And we're going to something going out to Colby, who says, "Hello, gentlemen." That's because he's Winchester all of a sudden.
Oh.
Thanks for considering my request. My best friend, Dan Hansen, who he describes as his Nest friend. Maybe they both have Nest thermostats, and that's how they met. I don't know. Mm. My best friend, Dan Hansen, is having a birthday on June 23rd, and I would like to request a song in his honor anytime around his birthday. He's a single dad with two super cool little girls, and he is the best friend a guy could ask for. I'm not sure if there's a cover of Helmet's Unsung, but if not, maybe a cover of something else by Helmet or a cover by them. If they don't have good covers, he also loves the Beastie Boys and 311, so I leave it in the capable hands of the cover master. Thanks so much for considering giving him a much deserved shout out. Signed, Colby.
Mm.
Well, sure. Happy birthday, Dan Hansen, and thanks for being so cool and being such a cool single dad to your two little girls. That's awesome. Keep up the great work. I don't have a cover of Helmet's Unsung, but I do have covers by Helmet. This is my favorite. And it won't surprise anybody when you hear that it's a cover of Elvis Costello by Helmet. This is from their 2016 album, Dead to the World. They dipped into the Elvis Costello Armed Forces album to pull this gem out. This is Helmet and their cover of Green Shirt.
Nice. Here it is, Green Shirt. Don't send them down on the away team on the planet. They might die like red shirts.
Colorblind aliens might kill them instead.
See? Got it. And Kirk will make out with you. All right, here it is. It's Green Shirt, and we'll see you guys tomorrow.
There's a smart young woman on a light blue screen who comes into my house every night. She takes all the red, yellow, orange, and green, and she turns them into black and white. But you you flirt and you shine all the buttons on your green shirt. You can please yourself, but somebody's gonna get it. Better cut off all identifying labels before they put you on the torture table. 'Cause somewhere in the Quisling clinic there's a short time type of sticking seconds over minutes. Listening into the Venus line, she's picking out names. I hope none of them are mine. But you tease, you flirt, and you shine all the buttons on your green shirt. You can please yourself, but somebody's gonna get it. Never said I was a stool pigeon, never said I was a diplomat. Everybody is under suspicion, but you don't wanna hear about that. 'Cause you tease, you flirt, you shine all the buttons on your green shirt. You can please yourself, but somebody's gonna get it. Better send a begging letter to the big investigation. Who put these fingerprints on my imagination? You tease, you flirt, and you shine all the buttons on your green shirt. You can please yourself, but somebody's gonna get it. You can please yourself, but somebody's gonna get it.
You can please yourself, but somebody's gonna get it.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
Windiggy.